Ileana Matos performing August from the Songs of the Calendar by Eduardo Martín. Coming up next, an interview with composer Matthew Dunn. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. If you'd like more information about this week's program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find out about some of the other work we do, including our Music and Medicine program, which presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. You can also find out about our exciting new public television program for PBS stations nationwide. That's called American Classic. That address again is classicalguitaralive.org. Next on this look at music written about summer, Jerome Ducharme performs Appalachian Summer by Matthew Dunn. Matthew Dunn spoke about his piece.
Yeah, I was asked to write this piece, Appalachian Summer, for the Guitar Foundation of America International Competition. And every year they commission a new piece that all the competitors have to play. The intent of the piece is to give the competitors a chance to show what they can do as players. And it also helps the judges who have to listen to, 30, 40, 50 players in a row and choose the semifinalists. And it's nice to have them all playing, a new piece that nobody has any preconceived ideas about. It's like a blank slate. And it's a great thing for the competitors to have, something new that they're all starting in exactly the same place on. And the first time I heard that piece was at the GFA convention, but not an official performance of it. I just went into, there's a room at this convention where there's a lot of guitar makers that hang out and people are selling stuff. And a lot of people go in there and try guitars. And Jerome Ducharme, who I had never, met before, was trying a guitar, playing my piece. So I walked by and I heard it. It was the first time I ever heard it, because I didn't learn it when I was writing it. I just kind of wrote it and then sent it off, and that was the end of it. And he was the eventual winner, and he really sounded great on it. Really, really great.
Thank you.
Matthew Dunn's piece titled Appalachian Summer, performed by Jerome Ducharme. And before that, we heard an interview with Matthew Dunn. This is the Summer Suite Opus 11 by Alfonso Carlos Miguel. It's performed by Duo Capriccioso. Summer Suite Opus 11 by Alfonso Carlos Miguel, performed by Duo Capriccioso. Astor Piazzolla's Verano Porteño is a musical depiction of summer in Buenos Aires. We'll hear it performed by the Bandini Chia Chiaretta duo and I Musici di Parma. Thank you. Verano Porteño or Summer in Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla. The Bandini Chia Chiaretta duo was joined by I Musici di Parma. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring music of summer with the York Guitar Quartet performing the Brazilian Fantasy from Jazz on a Summer's Day by David Scarth. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring music of summer, we've just heard the York Guitar Quartet performing the Brazilian Fantasy from Jazz on a Summer's Day by David Scarth. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Live is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.